This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's news today of corporate raider Carl Icahn, not another hostile takeover or leveraged buyout. It is decidedly more humanitarian and philanthropic. Mr. Icahn is going to give the Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York City $200 million, and in return, they're going to put his name on the building. It is not, as you might imagine, a transaction that happens overnight. Dr. Kenneth Davis is the president and CEO of the Mount Sinai Medical Center, which includes the medical school. Dr. Davis, good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
First of all, congratulations, I suppose, are in order. At the same time, this was no overnight thing. You've been working with Mr. Icahn for quite a while on this.
Yes, Carl and I have met for 8 or 9 years. My role was not to convince him to be a generous man, which he is. My role was to convince him that Mount Sinai and medical research was a worthy project.
I suppose there comes a point where you have to move beyond generalities and start talking specifics. I mean, you have to talk about dollar amounts and names on buildings and what exactly the result of all this will be.
Well, right. I mean, Carl and I began to talk about naming the medical school. And what we had to do is reach an agreement around how that would be formulated. He had IRS issues that he had to work through. We had some concerns that we would have. But ultimately, all the parties were able to get together.
The thing about money in this society is people get really squishy when you start talking about it. Was there any of that with Mr. Icahn and you guys?
You know, that's his life, money. I mean, Carl's very effective in earning it and using it so effectively in the work that he does. So, no, we were never uneasy really talking about dollars and amounts.
What happens next? I mean, other than hiring new sign painters, I imagine. I mean, there's a lot that has to happen to implement this gift.
Well, yeah. I mean, on the operational level, we've got to change all our stationery over time.
That's right.
But I mean, more importantly, we have to do the work of using the money effectively.
When you were in medical school, did you ever think you'd wind up doing this for a living?
No. I was in medical school at Mount Sinai. And as I left the signing ceremony with Carl, I thought how incredible it is that I've just changed the name of the medical school I went to. And how would I refer to that medical school going forward? Did I go to the Mount Sinai School of Medicine or the Carl Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai?
That's a pretty good problem to have, though.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have.
Dr. Kenneth Davis, he is the president and CEO of the Mount Sinai Medical Center, wherein you will soon find the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai. Dr. Davis, thanks a lot for your time, sir.
Thank you.